KBRVP. Yeah, I was just talking everything, how everything's so automatic on the cars. Guy that I worked with when I was at Delphi Automotive, she got a ticket for driving too fast for conditions. And her dad worked at Delphi Automotive developing the anti-lock braking system. They went on later to develop anti-lock braking system for motorcycles. But she said, Dad, my car's got automatic brakes. They're all automatic. They pump for you. They will pump the brakes for you. You know how the pedal moves if you get on a slippery condition. She's like, so I should be able to drive the speed limit even if it's icy out, right? He's like, no. It's just those kind of thought processes that people don't think about. They think you should be able to drive normal no matter if it's slippery out, if it's icy out, if it's pouring down rain, if there's water over the road. They think the cars just do everything automatically. My sister-in-law is the same way. She got on a slippery road and she was pumping her brakes and she said the pedal was pumping against her. She could feel this vibration, scared the crap out of her. She took her foot off the brake because she didn't know what it was doing, and she almost crashed, almost went off the road on ice. She said, nobody ever explained that when I bought this car at the dealership. I don't know what anti-lock brakes are or that the pedal's going to vibrate and give me these feedback things. And she said, nobody ever told me about that when I bought the car, so I didn't know what it was doing. I just took my foot off the brake. So, yeah, it's totally different nowadays from when we were growing up, and the common sense too. But yeah, Patty got on a, she got selected for the jury, so sitting in the jury box on a case, and might even go till Monday or Tuesday next week, she said. KB8RVP, back to you.